In his plan for Ohio's education system, DeWine wants to prepare students for college or for the job they want. The Republican gubernatorial nominee says making sure kids are ready for college needs to start before they even enter elementary school, through early childhood development. He says oftentimes students from low-income areas or with adverse childhood experiences immediately start school at a disadvantage.
We have an obligation, I think, to reach these kids. And if we're going to reach them, we've got to do it very, very early.
DeWine stresses that an emphasis on higher standards upon graduation does not mean an emphasis on testing. In fact, he wants to find a way to reduce the amount of standardized tests administered in school and instead find other ways to measure student growth.
Allowing teachers to teach the subject matter and to focus on that is very, very important. And I think the pendulum, frankly, has swung too far towards the testing. You have to have tests. We're having too many now.
There's also a component of DeWine's plan that would add more attention towards vocational training. But DeWine urges he doesn't want to make too many changes, saying teachers are looking for stability.
We have to resist the temptation to constantly be changing moving the goal line. You know, teachers just throw up their hands sometimes when they talk to me and say, just tell us what the rules are, but for heaven's sake, stop changing them.
DeWine and the Republican slate of candidates have been under fire for their involvement with ECOT. The now-closed online charter school was caught overbilling the state by tens of millions of dollars for students they didn't have. ECOT had operated for years without needing to prove student participation through login data. DeWine says as governor, he would implement a pay-for-performance model to add accountability for taxpayer money.
What we need to demand from the people who are running these schools is accountability, and accountability means they don't get paid until we find out what that child has learned.
Democratic gubernatorial nominee Richard Cordray has constantly attacked DeWine on this issue, saying he's had 8 years as Ohio's attorney general to hold ECOT accountable. While DeWine did appoint the attorney who represents the state in the case against ECOT, he only recently filed a civil lawsuit to collect at least $62 million from ECOT founder and prominent GOP donor Bill Lager. DeWine counters that Cordray had his chance to take on ECOT when he was AG and didn't do anything to hold the e-school accountable.
I'm the only one who actually has, in fact, taken action on behalf of the State Department of Education.
Cordray was asked to lay out his education plan, but he was not available for comment. Instead, the campaign referred to the Ohio Education Association, the state's largest teachers union, which has endorsed Cordray. OEA President Becky Higgins says DeWine has laid out some measures they can agree on, but says he has a track record of voting against increased school funding.
So he does have a history, we believe, of going against what is in the best interests of Ohio students.
In contrast, Higgins says Cordray has an impressive understanding of what public schools need.
He wants to halt the over-reliance on standardized tests. And he also wants to continue to rein in the poor-performing charter schools.
Cordray hasn't officially laid out an education plan. However, he has mentioned several goals during his campaign, including a commitment to early childhood development, expanding universal pre-K, and encouraging wraparound services, which provides a network of support for students. Along with ideas for Ohio's K-12 system, DeWine wants colleges to freeze tuition for students upon enrollment, so their payments stay the same till they leave the school. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.